So Matthew and Isaiah today are pretty well connected by the produce of the land, the fruit of the land, the grape. And you know, I have you ever been called a sour grape? Ever been called that? I have. It's okay. But sour grapes are not good to the taste. They're bitter. And that's what happened to the early Jewish people. They didn't believe in Yahweh. They didn't practice their fidelity to Yahweh. Yahweh promised them everything. But they questioned. And they reneged. And they were dishonored their God Yahweh. And so Yahweh says, you're a bunch of sour grapes. That's what you are. In the New Testament, our Lord talks about a vineyard, same as the old. But this time, this land produces rich, wonderful grapes. And the owner of the vineyard gave it to tenants to do the work, to produce this beautiful produce. But somehow, along the way, the tenants began to believe that they owned the vineyard. That the vineyard was no longer the owner's, it was theirs. They were the owners. And so when the owner comes to receive some portion of the produce, they tell him to get lost. They kill the people that come to receive what was due to the owner. So both the Jewish folks and us, the scriptures say, we're not doing very well. We're sour grapes. We believe that the vineyard is all ours. Now let's test that out and see if that's true. Let's start with a little story from John Shea. The water of life, wishing to make itself known on the face of this earth, bubbled up in an artisan well and flowed without effort or limit. People came to drink of this refreshing water, and they were nourished by this fresh, wonderful water, since it was clean and pure and invigorating. But humankind was not content to leave things in this idyllic state. Gradually, they began to fence the well in, charge admission, claim ownership of the property around it, make elaborate laws as to who could come to the well, and they put locks on the gates. Soon, the well was the property of only the powerful and the elite. The water grew angry and offended. It stopped flowing and began to bubble up in another place. But the people who owned this property around the first well were so engrossed in their power systems and in their ownership that they did not notice that there was no longer any water. They continued selling the non-existent water. And few people noticed that the true power was now gone. But some dissatisfied people searched with great courage and found the new artisan well. Soon that well was under the control of the property owners. and the same fate overtook it. The spring took itself yet to another place. And this had been going on throughout history. My brothers and sisters, we do not own the vineyard. We just work in it. When we want it all, we inherit nothing. So, last week, Father Andrew was here. He raised near $250,000 for that church in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, I got to tell you, I think I own St. Monica's. I don't think I'm the worker. I think I'm the owner. So when I heard $250,000, I said, just a minute. Taking $250,000 out of St. Monica's? You got to be kidding. Then it dawned on me. That's what we do. You see, there are so many people that have so many needs. But we're full of fear. We're full of our own selfish desires. We think we own it. My brothers and sisters, we are not the owners. We're just the tenants, the workers. And so whatever God has given to you, whatever blessings you have, whatever gifts, whatever opportunities, be generous. If you think you are the owners and if you hold it and possess it and keep it all, you will lose it. I promise you, you will lose it. So I think that's behind that story tonight. It's a tough lesson. It's a lesson for all of us. I've got my place. I've got my church. I've got my way of living. Who are you to tell me we can do it a different way? How have I come to believe that I'm the dispenser of God's grace? It's crazy. It's God's grace. It's like that fresh water bubbling. And if we lock it and close it and charge admission, it will go away. That's why this community is so strong, my brothers and sisters. Because we believe that it's not me or it's not you, it's all of us. And then when we do something good for the people of Africa and for a community that's on a garbage dump in the city of Nairobi, Kenya, we will receive blessings beyond measure. So let's loosen up, folks. Let's believe that we're not the owners. That what we have has been given to us by a loving God. So if you've got complaints and struggles and difficulties, then talk to somebody else this week. Don't talk to me. Because I want to live a week in God's gracious gift. I want to be generous. I want to try to welcome people. I don't want to be a stingy dispenser of God's grace. I want to be a largesse dispenser of God's wonderful grace in our lives. That's what we need to do. That's the blessing. That's what we need to live. So if you want to lock it up and fence it up and call it your own and be as tight as a little drum and live your own little life, look around. The water's gone. Gone someplace else. So let's live as best we can this week in the great confidence and love of a generous, loving, forgiving God. Amen. Come on up.